morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 22nd, 2020. Well, first, just let me say, you know, I'm thankful that you're allowing me to walk with you on your walk with Christ. And hopefully, as we make this walk together, both of us are being drawn closer to Christ. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about cultivating godliness in the life of a believer. And today, we're going to continue looking at 2 Peter chapter number 1, and our text is going to be verse number 4. It says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And so, today we're going to talk about that, creating that escape or cultivating that escape that is in the world through lust. So this text reminds us that we've been given great and precious promises. The great and precious promises are those promises given to us in the everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant is the covenant between the Father and Son. And we can hear those words in John chapter number 6, verse number 37. And this is what it says. It says, "All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." And so that's a promise to God that we'll have everlasting life. And we also learn that those given to the Son by the Father will never be cast out. This gives us hope and confidence until the end. And so we have these great and precious promises of eternal life, and we'll never perish and all that. However, that's not the only promises we have received. Notice these great and precious promises allow us, as we found in our text, to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. So think about that. As a follower of Jesus, you don't have to be bound by the corruption that is in the world. You can escape that. You can escape the lust that is in the world. Now, what this does not mean is that the old nature is gone. The depraved nature will always be with us. Remember, Paul in Romans 7 complains of the sin which lives in him. This is why he says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. And so Paul had that constant battle with the flesh. So escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust does not mean that the old man or the flesh is eradicated. So what does Peter mean when he says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust? Well, what he means is that since we are partakers of the divine nature, we can now walk according to that divine nature. We are no longer slaves to the flesh to walk according to it. We now have the Spirit which leads us to life. We can and will escape the corruption of the world when we walk in the Spirit. So think about that. We can escape the corruption that is in the world when we walk in the Spirit. Remember, in the book of Galatians, walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if we're thinking about escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust, we want to think, what is that? Well, I just thought about some examples of ways that we can escape the corruption that is in the world. Think about the corruption that comes in our world because of sin. And, you know, it's very obvious one is the corruption that would come because of sexual lust, because of, you know, maybe lust for someone that is not their spouse, or maybe young people lusting for sexual intimacy before they're married. Or there's all kinds of places we could talk about that. But when you walk in the Spirit and you understand how God has designed the relationship between one man and one woman for a lifetime, when you begin to understand that, you're not corrupted. You're following, you know, God, the Word of God says the marriage bed is undefiled. There's nothing, there's no corruption in that. And so you escape that when you escape corruption when you follow God's plan. We can escape the lust of lying. You know, someone is known as a liar. I heard a guy saying the other day that he told somebody, the only time I can tell every time you're lying, and the guy said, how do you know? And he says, well, every time your mouth moves. You know, so we won't be known as someone who always lies if we understand the importance of telling the truth. We can escape that moniker of being a liar by speaking the truth. We can escape the corruption which is associated with drunkenness. And there's all kinds of corruption that goes along with that. You know, maybe driving under the influence and maybe, you know, drunk drivers, or some people become belligerent when they're under the influence. But if you're not susceptible to that because you're walking in the Spirit, and so, you know, no longer desire to take in those alcoholic beverages, you escape that corruption. You know, you never have to come wake up on a Sunday morning and say, oh man, I wonder what I did last night. You know, you've always got your sober mind about you, so you're not worried about what you did the night before. We may be even able to keep a good job because now, instead of trying to do as little as possible on a job, we now work as unto the Lord. And so we become good employees. We can escape the corruption which comes with debt, as we learn to be good stewards of the Lord's money. As husbands, we love our wives. As children, we obey our parents. We could go on and on, but you get the point. The corruption that is in the world because of sin is escaped when the disciple of Jesus follows Jesus. He walks in righteousness. He doesn't walk in sin. So now, as we've been thinking about, as a disciple, we have to learn to cultivate these things in our lives. We have to learn how to cultivate and escape from the lust of the flesh. We need to learn how to escape the pull of the flesh by submitting to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But we will be able to cultivate and escape. And sometimes cultivating that escape is just resisting the devil, and he will flee from you. Sometimes you just got to cover your eyes and run away from the situation. But you can escape corruption, the corruption that is through lust, by following Jesus and listening to the Holy Spirit. Cultivate that escape in you as a follower of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, we are thankful for your promises. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to see the truth, then help us to walk in the truth. Help us to cultivate that escape from the flesh so that we may live in a way which honors you. Thank you that you are worthy of our walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.